能听见慈爱之声。我们主是奇妙宝血，我们看见伟大牺牲，就得与神相安无限。我们听见慈爱声声，我们主是奇妙宝血，我们看见伟大牺牲，就得与神相安无限。
我们再次，
我们人不能止血，我们主是奇妙宝血，我们看见伟大牺牲，就得与神相安无限。这个平安历久不变，像主生命一样稳固，像主宝座一样真坚，直到永远一样满足。我们随便他人不偏，他是基督永远存活，我们安息在他爱间，靠他心事用得稳妥。我们听见慈爱之声，我们主是奇妙宝血，伟大牺牲，就得与神相安无限。荣耀归于我神，荣耀归于我神，荣耀归于我神，因他成就
glory.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the things He has done, with His blood He has saved.Raise me to God.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
我们感谢你为我们所成就的大事。
We thank you for the great things you've done for us.
我们与自己的隔阂。
The separation from self.
我们与人之间的隔阂。
The separation from people.
我们与神之间的隔阂。
With the division from God.
神将他一切都抹平了。
God has removed them all.
求主在今天。主让我们再温习他一切的作为。
Lord, help us to remember what you have done.
耶稣是我的世界。
Jesus is all the world to me.
耶稣，你的天生。
一次的提醒我们，你的爱永不改变。
But you remind us again and again that your love never changes.
今天我们求你听你教会儿女的祷告。
Lord, hear the prayer of your children, the church.
坚立我们在你的爱中。
Make us steadfast in your love.
心尘埃，我的全心尘埃。基督就是我的一切，生命喜乐一切，他是能力世事体系，离他我就轻点，当我忧愁救他，无人如此乐于接纳，使我心乐，笑我心忧，他是我忧。基督就是我的一切，生命喜乐一切，他是能力世事体系，离他我就轻点，当我忧愁我来救他，无人如此乐于接纳，使我心乐，笑我心忧，他是我忧。基督就是我的世界，更好朋友无需，现今连接，将来连接，直到永久不渝，美丽生命有此朋友，美丽生命直到永久，永久生命快乐永久，他是我有。
让我们再唱一次，
基督就是我的世界，更好朋友无需，现今连接，将来连接，直到永久不渝，美丽生命有此朋友，美丽生命直到永久，永久生命快乐永久，他是我有，美丽生命有此朋友，美丽生命直到永久，永久生命快乐永久，他是我有。
主，我们求你让我们时常的与你连结。
Lord, help us to be connected with you.
不只是现在，而是直到永远。
But to eternity.
主，求你在我们的生命当中，成为我们唯一的满足。
Will be the only one that satisfied us in our life.
我们求你今天再向我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to every one of us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
Today 我分享的题目叫到我这里来。
What I'd like to share with you is come to me.
这个是主给我一个题目吧，然后主也给我一首的诗歌。
It's a theme the Lord has given me. He also gave me a hymn.
然后这个题目呢是从马太福音11:28出来，说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
The title comes from Matthew 11. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
过去我在预备一篇信息的时候，我都会想到这个题目之后，我就想说有什么经节可以来配合这样一个信息。
In the past, when I prepare for the message, I would base on the verses and think about how I can share.
然后我也会想说怎么样开头，然后有什么样的见证。
How I can open it with and what testimonies can I give?
那这次我也是这样子，试试看这样子做。
And I try to do it this time again.
但是这次我真的感觉我是一个劳苦担重担的人。
But this time I really feel like I'm the one who labors and is heavy laden.
因为无论怎么样试的话，我就发觉到我根本没有头绪怎么样去开始。
And no matter what I tried, I didn't know how to start.
心中非常的不踏实，一改再改。
I didn't feel solid, so I changed again and again.
直到这个礼拜三的时候，还没有任何的头绪。
Until Wednesday, even till Wednesday, I had no idea.
忽然主教说停下来。
And the Lord told me to stop.
安静。
And be quiet.
然后主问我说，为什么我叫你讲这个题目到我这里来？
The Lord asked me why. Don't you share on come to me?
为什么你不先到我这里来？
Why don't you come to me first?
我今天并不是叫你来讲这个题目。
You're not preaching this today.
我是叫你去学怎么样到我这里来。
You need to learn how to come to me.
所以我真的跟主祷告，主啊，你告诉我要到你这里来。
So I pray to the Lord, Lord, you told me to come to you.
你带领我。
Lead me.
然后我们正好这个礼拜我们读了舍己的真意。
And this week we've been reading the true meaning of denying the self.
我们读到一段那个余成华弟兄所的一段的祷告。
And we read the prayer of Brother Yu.
他说你的仆人不能做什么，一切的工作都是你做的。
He said, I stand before you as a vessel, a channel.
站在你面前的不过是一个器皿。一根管子，愿你洁净倒空，好让你通过流露。
Your servant can do nothing; all the work is done by you. May you cleanse and empty it.
这个祷告摸着我的心。
And the prayer touched my heart.
让我真知道我离了主，我什么都不能做。
So that I know that apart from the Lord, there's nothing I can do.
也不是我可以做什么，也不是我能说什么。
It's not what I can do or what I can say.
我在主面前祷告，主啊，我愿意放下我，我只不过是你的器皿。
I lay myself down and confess that I'm just a vessel.
求你用你的宝血来洁净我。
Cleanse me with your blood.
让我真的先与你没有间隔。
So that there's no gap between us.
并且你既然叫我去来学，我就好好来学，先来到你面前来寻找。
And since you told me to learn, I will diligently learn. I'll come and seek you first.
如果今天可以让弟兄姐妹得到益处的话，这些都全都是主的工作。
If brothers and sisters can be benefited today, it was all the work of the Lord.
如果没有的话，今天是我这个流通，我这个管子我没有通。
If not, then it's the vessel, me, the channel that's not flowing.
我求主真的来，怜悯洁净我。
The Lord have mercy and cleanse me.
那我好好在这些功课上面，我好好先学。
That I can learn this lesson well.
然后主后来慢慢将几段的话先放在我心里面。
And the Lord placed some passages in my heart.
然后我有其中有三段话。
There are three of them.
第一段记载在路加福音6:12-13.
First one came from Luke 6:12-13.
所以说，那时耶稣出来上山祷告，整夜祷告神，到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选12个人，称他们为使徒。
Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continue all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles.
主开始他的执事的时候，他不单单是一个人来开始他的执事。
When the Lord started the ministry on earth, he chose people.
他才在地上带领很多人，但在其中要选十二个人出来，他来亲自来训练。
There were many followers, but he chose 12 of them to train them.
所以当他在选这十二个门徒的时候，他到山上一个人跟父神祷告一个晚上。
And when he wanted to do that, he went up to the mountain to pray to God alone.
既然拣选这十二个人那么重要，我相信主在心里面应该有一个名单。
Since it's such an important task, there must be a list of names in his heart.
可能在那个时候，他跟父神一个一个告诉父神，这个人怎么样，那个人怎么样。
He might be checking with the Lord in his heart. How about this one? How about that one?
每一个人都有不同的特点，每一个人都有不同的缺点。
Everyone has his own trait and maybe shortcoming.
经过一个晚上的祷告之后，然后父神就指示他拣选这十二个人。
After he prayed all night, the Lord, the Father God, let him choose the 12.
我那个时候我就想说，如果我在当场听到主公布这十二个人的时候，我想我会有点失望。
I thought that if I was there and I heard the list of names, I would have been disappointed.
我也想说，你为什么会拣选马太呢？
I would wonder why did you choose Matthew?
马太并不是一个税吏吗？他不是跟那些的罪人在一起吗？
Wasn't Matthew a tax collector? Wasn't he living with the sinners?
他是给人家鄙视的人。
He was despised.
然后雅各、约翰，你不知道他们叫雷子吗？
And James and John, weren't they called the sons of thunder?
脾气那么暴躁。
They have such bad tempers.
不是很容易得罪人吗？
When they offend people often.
最不应该选的应该是那个加略人犹大。
The one you shouldn't have chosen was.
如果不是他的话，主不会被卖的。
Judas, the one that betrayed you.
但是主是经过一个晚上的祷告，他跟父神来到拿这个名单。
But the Lord received the list of names through prayer all night.
难道主有错吗？
Could the Lord made a mistake?
难道父神有错吗？
Could the Father God made a mistake?
我相信神没有错。
I don't think God made a mistake.
当我们就想到说神来牧养这十二个门徒的时候，他是每一个人都是一视同仁的。
When the Lord shepherded the 12, he treated them equally.
到主耶稣最后晚餐之前，主亲自为十二个门徒来洗脚。
At the Last Supper, the Lord washed the feet of the disciples.
主并不是为十一个门徒洗脚，是为十二个门徒来洗脚。
He didn't just wash the feet of the 11, but 12.
连他已经知道犹大要卖他，但是他都给他再一次的机会为他洗脚。
Including Judas, even knowing that he would betray him, he washed his feet.
只是犹大最后选择一条不归路。
But Judas was the one who chose the way of no return.
但从这些事情上面，我们看见约翰福音三章十六节的真实，他神爱世人。
So we know the meaning of John 3:16. God so loved the world.
神不单单只是选好人。
God did not just choose the good people.
选一些看起来那个比较有可能的人。
He didn't just choose the ones that look more likely.
而是神爱世人，每一个人主都爱。
But God so loved the world, He loves everyone.
每一个罪人都有机会。
Every sinner has a chance.
只是我们不是每一个人愿意来接受选择这个救恩。
But the problem is that not everyone is willing to choose salvation.
就像犹大，他就放弃了。
Like Judas, he gave up.
我们再看其他门徒，当主被抓的那个时候，所有门徒都分散了。
And the other disciples were scattered when the Lord was arrested.
彼得三次不认主。
Peter denied the Lord three times.
然后，但是主失败吗？主没有失败。
Has the Lord failed? No, he has not.
当他复活之后，他将 门徒们都召聚回来，然后用四十天的时间来训练他们。
After he rose again, he gathered them and taught them for 40 days.
并将圣灵赐给他们。
And he gave them the Holy Spirit.
他们的生命不再一样了。
And their lives were no longer the same.
彼得是的，曾经有三次不认主。
Indeed, Peter denied the Lord three times.
但是主亲自的医治他。
But the Lord healed him himself.
彼得从此之后成为一个非常好的牧人。
Since then, Peter became a good shepherd.
因为他知道主如何牧养他，他同样的牧养主的羊。
Because how the Lord shepherded him, he shepherded others.
约翰被称为爱的使徒。
John was called the apostle of love.
我们读到他的福音书，读到他所写的书信里面，充满着爱。
We read the gospel and the letters he wrote, and they were full of love.
完全没有闻到雷子的味道。
There's no trace of the son of thunder.
这些的门徒延续主在地上的工作。
And these disciples continued the work of the Lord on earth.
虽然《使徒行传》里面有人称呼他们为一批无知的小民。
Although somewhere in the Bible called them ignorant people, uneducated.
但是他们却是有圣灵的能力。
But they had the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们开始了教会的时代。
They began the age of the church.
我们真的回头来看这些事情的时候，看见主经过一个晚上的祷告，决定的事情是最好的。
As we review the passages, we see the Lord selected the best disciples through fellowship and prayer with God all night.
我们知道主跟父神的交通是不断的。
We know the Lord's fellowship with the Father is uninterrupted.
不但在大事上面他在求问神，在凡事上他都是在求问的。
Not only on major matters, but on everything, he had fellowship with the Father.
福音书里面不是常常说主常常说我的时间还没有到吗？
The gospel often said that it is not my time yet.
他正在等候父神的指示。
Because he was waiting for the Father's instructions.
我也曾经听过一个见证。
I have once heard a testimony.
有个弟兄，他是一个发电厂的主管。
That a brother was a supervisor of a power plant.
他的责任非常的重大。
He had a very heavy responsibility.
如果这个发电厂有任何一件事情出错的话呢？这个会影响非常非常多的人。
If anything goes wrong, many people will be influenced.
所以他每一天早上用两个小时的时间来亲近主。
So he spends 2 hours every morning drawing near to the Lord.
将一天的工作、一天的事情交托给神。
And he entrusted everything, the work of the day, to God.
让他保守他的工作顺利。
Asking him to keep his work going smoothly.
如果有任何问题的时候，他能得着智慧，他可以来解决。
And give him wisdom on how to deal with difficult problems.
当我真的默想到主跟父神的交通跟这个弟兄的见证的时候
，When I meditated on the Lord's fellowship with God the Father and the testimony of this brother,
我感到非常的羞愧。
I felt ashamed.
我发觉到我大部分的时间来做决定说都用自己的习惯用自己的经验跟爱好来做
Most of the decisions I made were based on my own habits, experience and my preferences
很少花时间到主的面前来到交通寻找
I seldom spend time in the presence of the Lord and have fellowship with him
并不是说没有
Not that I didn't do it
但是持续性长时间的这样寻求确实没有
But I rarely seek him constantly.
所以现在我开始，我真的愿意改过自身。
So I want to change.
每一天希望我会成功之后，我还再花一点时间在主面前有点交跟主有点交通。
I will spend more time after the morning devotion with the Lord.
在这个交通里面，我真的将每一天交给神。
In the fellowship, I will entrust everything of the day to him.
求主来带你。
And ask him to lead.
我曾经也听到弟兄姐妹说，跟主的关系是用时间来建立的。
And I've heard brothers and sisters share that the relationship with the Lord takes time to build.
如果我们在小事上如果不懂得怎么样去交托，不要想说我在大事上我会来交托。
If we don't know how to entrust him in small things, we will not know how to entrust him in big matters.
是的，我们常常会想说，我们大事我们才得麻烦主。
Indeed, we often say we will trouble the Lord on major issues.
但是我们是用什么样来相信神呢？
But by what do we believe in God?
我们是用我们的信心，我们来相信神会为我做这个事情。
By faith, we believe that God will do it.
我在小事上我没办法相信，我真的认为我大事上我可以相信吗？
If we don't come to Him by faith on small things, can we come to Him on major issues?
所以我们求真的求主真的在每一天里面让我更多的相信他。
So I ask the Lord to help me to trust Him more on small things.
我求主帮我每一天来走一小步。
May the Lord help me to take small steps every day.
每一天我对他的相信可以多一点。
That my trust will increase.
另外一方面，我也求主真的得让我学习接受他的引领跟他的决定。
And may the Lord help me to receive His guidance.
很多时候他的决定不一定是我喜欢的。
Many times I may not like His decision.
但是我求主在帮我相信出于主的都是为我好，为我的好处而做的。
May the Lord help me. If it's from the Lord, it was all for my good.
在主里面得到的才是最好的。
What we gain in the Lord is the best.
然后第二段的话是记载在每一个四福音里面都有记载。
The second part came from was recorded in all four book of Gospels.
四福音记载了唯一的神迹，记载四个福音都有的是五饼二鱼。
It's the only miracle that was recorded in all four books. That is the five loaves and the two fish.
但是我默想的并不是五饼二鱼这个神迹本身。
I was not meditating upon the miracle itself.
而是主行完这个神迹之后他所做的事情。
But what the Lord did after the miracle.
主耶稣在地上行过很多的神迹。
When the Lord was on earth, he did a lot of miracles.
但是以人数来说，在同一个时间里面有那么多人同时来到经历神迹的，最多的应该就是五饼二鱼。
But if we count by numbers, the most people experienced the miracle was the five loaves and the two fish.
里面讲到说不计算妇女跟孩童的话，喂饱五千人。
Not counting women and children, he fed 5,000 people.
那如果将妇女跟孩子算进去的话，可能有一两万人同时被喂饱。
If we counted them all, it could have been between 10,000 and 20,000 people fed.
我们可以想象，当那么多人看见、经历这个神迹的时候，他们会想，主是一个怎么样的人呢？
When people saw the miracle, and what would they think of the Lord?
他是那么有能力的人。
He was a person with great power.
他莫非就是那个要来的弥赛亚吗？
Could it be that he was the Messiah?
约翰福音六章十四节到十五节说。
John 6 verses 14 and 15 said.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说这是。真是那要到世间来的先知，耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他作王，就独自又退到山上去了。
Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world." Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone.
我们知道那个时候犹太人没有自己的国家。
We know at that time the Jews had been ruled and oppressed about their own kingdom.
对，他们是受到罗马帝国的统治，跟常常受他们的压制。
They were ruled and oppressed by the Romans.
所以他们常常的盼望弥赛亚的来临，可以带领他们来脱离这样的一个政权。
So they were looking forward to the coming of the Messiah.
所以当他们真的看见有一个那么有能力的人的时候，他们就想强逼他来做王。
So when they saw this powerful man, they wanted to make him king by force.
确实，主是王。
Indeed, the Lord is king.
但是主来拯救这个世人的方式，跟人所想的方式完全的不一样。
But his way of saving people was completely different from what people thought of.
所以主就退到山上去。
So he withdrew to the mountain by himself.
马太福音更加来要讲这个事情，说散了众人以后，他就独自山上去，独自山上去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
So furthermore, in Matthew 14, it says, when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray.
所以那个时候，主就打发所有人都走了。
So he sent everyone away. He dismissed the crowd.
连他的门徒就说叫他们上船，渡到另外一边岸去。
Even his disciples went to the other side of the shore.
他独自一人上山。
He went up to the mountain by himself.
向父神来祷告。
To pray to God the Father.
虽然圣经里面没有说他跟神祷告什么。
The Bible didn't say why he prayed to the Father.
但是那一天所发生的事情太多了。
But too many things happened that day.
他到父神那里，可能就会交通到这些人，他们要想逼他做王。
So I was meditating on how the people wanted to force him to be king.
他要跟父神说，我来的目的并不是这样子啊。
And he was speaking to the Father. That was not the purpose of me coming to the world.
他确定他的 mission 就是来上十字架。
He's sure that his mission was to be crucified.
他拯救人的方式并不是人所想的方式。
The way of his deliverance was not what people thought of.
他跟父神一路在交通，下一步要怎么样做？
He kept a constant fellowship with the Lord.
另外一方面。
On another hand,
我们讲说五饼二鱼可能有一两万人吃啊。
We said the five loaves and the two fish might have fed 10,000 or 20,000 people.
圣经说主是这样拨开这个饼跟拨开这个鱼，然后就开始分给那么多人。
The Bible says the Lord broke the bread and the fish and passed them on.
想想看，拿个饼，拿个鱼，这样拨开，然后分到一个盘子，一两万个人。
Imagine, visualize breaking the bread and the fish and place them in the plates.
这是非常重的体力活。
That's a lot of physical work.
我相信主那个时候他的肉身也会很累。
I believe that he would have been physically fatigued.
他的体力消耗非常的大。
It's a lot of work for him physically.
他无论在心灵上面受到这些人对他的催逼。
Whether he was urged by those people,
或者是说他这个体力上面他有他的需要
，mentally or he has this physical need，
他到父神这里来重新得力。
He went to the Father to gain strength。
我们还记得当主耶稣被魔鬼试探40昼夜之后，父神差派天使来服侍他。
We remember when after Jesus was tempted by the devil 40 days and nights。The Father sent the angels to serve him.
因为主耶稣不单单是完全的神，他也是完全的人，他一样有我们人体力上跟心灵上面的软弱。
Because Jesus was not only fully man, he's fully God. He has fatigue just like a man.
当我想到这里的时候，我就想到说，2008年我们在盖我们这个的会所。
So I remember in 2008 when we built the sanctuary.
那个时候我们想说我们可以盖这个大厅，我们先用这个大厅非常的好。
And we built this church and it was really nice.
那个时候我们也想到很兴奋，我们可以盖做这个事情。
At that time we were very excited that we can do this.
但那个时候心里面也有很多的不同的担忧。
But we had a lot of worries at that time.
2008年正是经济最糟糕的时候。
2008 was in a bad economic time.
然后我们那个时候也受到从其他人的报价，我们发觉到这个价格非常的高，根本我们没办法来付得起的。
And there were a lot of estimates on the price that were too high for us to afford.
然后那个时候郑牧师就来跟主祷告，说我们自己来盖，然后我们用外面人的价钱，三分之一的价钱，我们来盖这个会所。
And at that time, Pastor Jing prayed with us, and we were able to build this building with 1/3 of the price.
弟兄姐妹，当我们有钱无限的钱来用的时候，我们不会担心的。
When we have unlimited amount of money, we wouldn't worry.
如果我们是有一个很不实际的 一个的 budget 我们要去做的时候，我们心里面绝对会有担忧的。
We would be worried if we have an unrealistic budget in our hearts.
但是郑牧师就带领同工跟那个施工团队每一天为着工程来祷告。
But Pastor Jane led the co-workers and the construction team to pray every day.
将我们的担忧交托在神的手中。
And to entrust our concerns in the hand of the Lord.
我们感谢主，主是无饼鳄鱼的神。
We thank the Lord, He is the God that of the two loaf, the five loaf and the two fish.
当我们是那么有限的时候，主亲自为我们预备。
When we had a limited amount of money, He prepared for us.
当我们需要材料的时候，主亲自打发人送材料给我们。
When we needed the materials, He sent people to give us the material.
当我们需要人才的时候，主让外面的人才没有工作来为我们来效力。
When we needed workers, God sent the workers that needed a job to work for us.
实在我们看见主为了他自己的殿，他兴为我们行了很多神迹奇事。
For his house, he has done great things.
但是在这个漫长的过程里面，我们除了看见主的工作，我们也一样看见仇敌的工作。
But in this long process, not only do we see the work of the Lord, but we also saw the work of the enemy.
其实无论有多少人来送材料，但是我们的 budget 实在是不够。
Although many people send the material, we really have limited budget.
我们有超支的状况。
There's time we are short.
但另外一方面，在工程以外的仇敌也来攻击他的牧人。
On the other hand, apart from the building itself, the enemy has attacked our leader.
那时候我们真的看见郑牧师所承受的压力非常非常大，是我们无法想象。
At that time, Brother David was under stress that's so high that we cannot imagine.
但是他仍然真的带我们到主的面前来一同来祷告。
But he still led us to pray together.
他主，你来负责，这是出于你的旨意，你来负责，这是你的圣殿，你是你自己的见证，你一定要完成。
And he said, Lord, this is your will, your testimony, please finish it yourself.
当一年之后，我们通过最后的检查。
A year later, we passed the inspection.
我们并不是只是兴高采烈的说我们赶快来办一个庆功宴。
We didn't just rejoice to celebrate.
那个时候，郑牧师带我们一同跪在神的面前，他说感恩。
Our brother David led us to pray and give thanks to the Lord.
这是我们的感恩，一年的过程里面，经过多少的劳苦愁烦，但是主带领我们过来。
That through so many worries and sorrows, the Lord led us through.
一切的压力，一切的困倦，都要成为过去。
All the stress, all the tiredness will pass.
神叫我们重新得力，继续来向前。
They have passed, and the Lord has strengthened us again. We can move forward.
这是让我们来经历到烦恼苦担重的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
So we experience that the Lord is saying, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
这个经历帮助我过去在以后的工作上面要有很大的帮助。
And this experience helped me with my own work in the future.
当我真的在做工程的时候，我更多的并不是注视在我得到什么，而是说主，你要在这工程里面，你要带我看见什么。
When I was working on the construction field, I wasn't focusing on what I'm doing, but I was focusing on what the Lord wants me to do.
我曾经也做过见证，说我。在我做工程的时候，我也面临过很多不同的压力。
And I have shared before that during the construction work, I have faced a lot of stress.
但是就是因为郑牧师这样的一个带领，我才认识到我的主是可以让我得安息的主。
But because how our pastor led me, I know the Lord will lead me.
烦恼苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
His words are faithful. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
我相信我们一样可以面临很多很多的事情，让我们心里劳苦愁烦。
I believe a lot of things will give us stress and make us sorrowful.
主可以让我们得安息。
The Lord can give us peace.
只要我们到他那里去。
As long as we come to him.
第三段经历是主耶稣在客西马利园的祷告。
And the third one came from the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
马太福音二十六章三十六到三十九节，耶稣同门徒来到这个到一个地方，名叫客西马利，就对他们说：“你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。”于是带着彼得和西比泰两个儿子同去，就又走起来，极其难过，便对他们说：“我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。”他就少往前走，俯伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可以，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”
Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
42节，第二次又去祷告说：“我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意志成全。”
Again, a second time, he went away and praying, saying, "O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done."
客西马利是主耶稣上十字架前最后一次带着门徒去的地方。
Gethsemane was the place where Jesus took his disciples to for the last time before he was crucified.
他在这里独自的向父神祷告。
He prayed to God the Father alone there.
十字架是主为人的时候面临最大的挑战。
The cross was the greatest challenge of the Lord that he faced when he was a human being.
我们无法想象主所面临的压力究竟有多大。
We cannot imagine the pressure he was facing.
但主自己说的，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。
He said it himself, "My soul was exceedingly sorrowful, even to death."
路加福音形容他极其伤痛，汗珠如大雪滴在地上，而天使从天上显现，加添给他的力量。
Luke described him as extremely distressed, with sweat dripping like great drops of blood on the ground.
曾经有神学家说，如果天使没有加添给主的力量的时候，主的伤痛已经超过他肉体可以承受的极限，他可能可以完全的崩溃。
A theologian once said that if the angels had not given the Lord strength, the Lord's pain would have exceeded the limit of his flesh, and he would have collapsed.
这些可能都是推测跟猜测。
These were maybe speculations.
但是的确，父神真的将天使派了天使去加添主的力量，让他可以来面对十字架。
But God the Father sent the angels to give the Lord strength so that he could face the cross.
以前史弟兄说，主耶稣在十字架上所受的肉体的痛苦，他很从容的面对。
Brother Z said before, the Lord faced the cross with ease.
但是他最难来面对的一件事情，他这个无罪的，要为我们背负所有的罪，在十字架上遭受父神的审判。
But the greatest pain he bore was that the sinless one bore the sins and be punished for the sinful.
而是从永远到永远，圣父、圣子、圣灵从来没有一刻分开过的。
Or from eternity to eternity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were never separated. At this moment, they separated.
但是在那一刻他成为罪的时候，父神要离开他。
But at that moment, when he became sin, the Father had to leave him.
我们都是生来是罪人的，我们不明白究竟这个痛苦有多大。
We're born sinners. We cannot understand how great that pain is.
但是感谢主，因为主为我们成为罪，代替我们，使我们成为蒙恩的罪人。
But thank the Lord, for our sake he became sin, and we can be sinners saved by grace.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
God is light, and in him there is no darkness.
罪是黑暗中的产物。
And sin is the product of the darkness is product of sin.
Sin is the product.
Sin is the product of darkness.
Yeah. 主耶稣被抓的时候，他说到黑暗掌权了。
When Jesus was arrested, he said the darkness reigned.
所以代表黑暗就是撒旦的掌权的标记。
That means darkness is a sign of Satan's rule.
弟兄姐妹，虽然我们都已经蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, although we have been saved by grace,
但是我们承认我们都会常常犯罪。
But we confess we often sin.
我们很容易会说我大罪不犯，但是我也许我小罪不断。
It's easy for us to say that we do not commit big sins, but we do commit small sins.
主的宝血会赦免我的啦。
Because the Lord's blood will pardon me.
所以我们对罪的感觉是很轻的。
So our perspective of sins is very light.
这也是我以前我也是感觉是这样子，没问题啦，反正主已经为我那个上十字架了，那个我他会。赦免我的。
And I was like that before. I thought the Lord was crucified for me. He will forgive me.
但是我们没有想到说，当我们没有办法对付罪的时候，其实带来的后果非常的严重。
But we never thought of the consequences of sin. It was very heavy.
马太福音第六章二十二到二十三节。
Matthew 6 verses 22 and 23.
眼睛就是身上的灯。你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗的，那黑暗是何等大呢？
The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
为什么眼睛嘹亮的眼睛会昏花呢？
How can the bright eyes be darkened?
这是在于我们的态度。
It's up to our attitude.
当我过去认罪的时候，我很笼统的认罪啊，主啊，你都知道我犯了什么罪，你赦免我。
In the past, when I confess my sin casually, you will pardon all my sins, Lord.
而并不是一件一件的来认。
I did not confess them one by one.
其实当我真的这样的时候，我的眼睛就开始蒙了一层的纱。
When I did that, my eyes were covered by a layer of sand.
这层的纱就是我无所谓的态度。
And the layer of sand is my indifferent attitude.
日复一日，这层纱一层一层的加在我的眼睛上面。
Day after day, layers of sand were added on.
我们对光就越来越模糊。
And the light for us become more and more blurred.
而我们对罪的感觉也越来越迟钝。
And we're becoming dull to the sins.
形成一个恶性的循环。
That became a vicious cycle.
最终光进不来了。
In the end, the light cannot enter.
而当我们真的黑暗在黑暗里面久的时候，我们会怕光。
When we're in the dark for a long time, we will be afraid of seeing the light.
强光会让我们很不舒服。
The strong light will make us very uncomfortable.
但当我们在黑暗中的时候，我们会沾了很多的污秽，而我们不知道。
And when we're in the dark, we are stained with so much dirt, and we're not aware of.
当我们真的在光里面，在看到我们是那么脏的时候，我们会害怕的。
If we can see how filthy we are in the light, we'll be afraid.
很容易我就想再躲起来，我不想让人家看见我那么脏啊。
We will hide ourselves so that people won't see us.
但是主告诉我们不要这样子。
But the Lord says, don't do that.
如果我的污秽没有办法除掉的话，我没办法来到面对神的。
If I cannot remove the dirty spots, we cannot see God.
我们需要有一个勇敢的心，我要面对罪，面对我的问题。
We need to have a brave heart so that we can face the problem of sin.
主已经为我们死在十架上。
The Lord has died for us on the cross.
他已经带我们一同上十架。
We were crucified with him.
所以当我真的愿意认我的罪的时候，主可以赦免我们。
So if we confess our sins, he is able to forgive us.
当我们感觉我在黑暗的时候，我更加要来回到光的面前。
When we feel like we're in darkness, even more so, we need to return to him, the light.
这是约翰一书里面一章九节说，当我们向主认承认我们的罪，并求他赦免的时候，神是信实是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
In 1 John 1:9 it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们就得到赦罪的平安。
And we can obtain peace and forgiveness.
每次我们在擘饼的时候想到主为我舍命。
Every time when we break the bread, we think of how the Lord gave his life for us.
他为我流血。
He shed his blood for me.
他为我遭受那么大的痛苦。
He suffered great pain for me.
我心里面就感觉主为什么。
And I would wonder why.
我就感觉自己何等的不配。
And I felt that I'm so unworthy.
但是我为什么还常常来犯罪。
So why would I often sin?
但是如何解决罪的问题，唯一的途径到主面前来。
The only way to solve the problem of sin is to come to the Lord.
让我们在光里面看到我们罪污，主才可以来洗净这些的罪污。
When we're able to see our sins in the light, then the Lord will cleanse us.
当我们真的面前光的时候，我们越靠近光的时候，我们就距离黑暗越远。
The closer we are to the light, the farther away we are from the darkness.
我们就越来越不敢去犯罪。
And we dare not sin.
但是我一有罪的时候，我立刻来认。
So once you realize you sinned, confess it.
一次又一次，一次又一次，我们靠近光。
Again and again, draw near to the light.
我们就越来越喜欢光。
We will like the light more.
我们求主帮助我们，真的可以常常来到他的面前，得着赦罪的平安。
May the Lord help us to return to him often to receive the forgiveness.
主愿已经将他的平安赐给我们。
The Lord has given us his peace.
我们只要来到他面前，我们来领取。
We just need to come to him to receive.
今天我只讲了三个部分到我这里来。
Today I only share 3 points about come to me.
我们讲到说主是我们的引导。
The Lord is our guide.
我们来到他的面前，我们可以得到安息。
That we can find rest.
我们来到他的面前，我可以得到平安。
We can receive peace in him.
其实主还可以让我们更多很多非常非常多的经历。
And may the Lord give us more and more experience.
当我忧伤的时候，我来到主的面前，他可以成为我的安慰。
When I'm sorrowful, he comforts me.
当我有疾病的时候，我来到他面前，他可以成为我的医治。
When I'm sick, he is my healer.
我相信我们弟兄姐妹，我们都有很多的经历。
I believe we have experienced him much.
我们可以在我们回馈的时候，我们可以交通我到主面前来的见证。
Let us share our testimonies as we reflect on this message.
我们如何来经历神？
How we have experienced God.
我们彼此的鼓励。
Let us encourage one another.
让我们真的常到主的面前来。
That we can come often to the Lord.
我刚才提到主还给我一首诗歌。
And I mentioned the Lord has given me a hymn.
诗歌355首。在我们的
Google
后面，靠近父神怀中。
Near to the heart of God.
这首歌在我心里面哼了两三个礼拜。
This hymn has been in my heart for 2-3 weeks.
每一唱到这首诗歌，我感觉非常非常的喜乐。
Every time I sang this hymn, I was rejoicing.
第一节说，有一安静隐秘之处，靠近父神怀中。
Verse 1 says, there's a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God.
再疲罪恶不能清洗，靠近父神怀中。
A place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God.
第二节说有一甘甜安慰之处。
Stanza 2 says, there's a place of comfort sweet.
在彼我们与主相会。
Near where, a place where we our Savior meet.
第三节说有一自由释放之处。
3 says, a place of full release.
在彼充满喜乐平安。
A place where all is joy and peace.
靠近父神怀中。
Near to the heart of God.
主耶稣是第一个靠近父神怀中的人。
The Lord Jesus was the one that went near the heart of God.
我们可以靠着主耶稣来到父神面前。
By Jesus, we can come to the heart of God.
福歌说主耶稣亲爱救主降至父神怀中。
Refrain says, O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God.
求主使我的能力靠近父神怀中。
Hold us who wait before thee near to the heart of God.
求主的秘诀成为我们的秘诀。
May the Lord's secret become ours.
让我们可以常常来到主的面前。
That can constantly come before the Lord.
好吧，我们请团队带我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing with the praise and worship team.
好，我们一同站立。
Let us stand together.
Oh, how we thank you, Lord Jesus.
因为你为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
For you have opened a new and living way for us.
我们今天可以来到你的面前。
That today we can come before you.
我们可以得引导。
We can be guided.
我们可以得平安。
We can find peace.
主，我们求你教导我们。
Lord, teach us.
让我们在我们日常的生活上更多的经历你。
To experience you more in our daily life.
很多时候我们因着忙碌，没有能来到你的面前。
So often, because we're too busy, we cannot come before you.
求你帮助我们放下我们自己的忙碌。
Help us to lay down our busyness.
让我们看到有一件事是不可缺少的。
Help us to see there's one thing that we cannot be lack of.
就是来到你的面前。
Let us to come before you.
说玛利亚已经拣选了那个上好的福分，是不能被夺去的。
Mary has chosen the better part, which cannot be taken away from her.
主，求你教导我们。
Help us, teach us.
虽然我们常常听到这些话语。
Although we have heard these words before.
但是我们求你给我们去实行的力量。
Give us strength to practice it.
让我们来到你的面前来经历你。
So that we can come before you to experience you.
主，谢谢你，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We thank you in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.